Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we hope spring is finally here, but either way, it is time to start looking at the plant and flower festivals coming up here just real quick at the state farmers markets.
Well, you're right. Easter came a little early, so sometimes we relax and think, well, winter's behind us and spring is here, but last week told us a little different. So let's hope that we are finally set for spring. And when we're set for spring, that's when the plant and flower shows get started, and we get started this weekend in West Columbia.
This is really a big event for the state farmers markets. A lot of people come to these plant and flower festivals as vendors that you don't find there the rest of the year.
That's a good point, and they will come probably to all three of them. Some of them will. I'll tell you how important it is. Yesterday at church, a friend of mine said he was taking Friday off so they could get there early and get the best selection. So that just tells you people really mark their calendars and know that it's time to start their gardens in earnest. I was over to friends yesterday, and he had his garden laid out and ready to go. So it's that time of year, and the plant shows and are just a great way to kick it in gear.
And not only do they have plants, they also have a lot of garden decor, furniture, things of that nature as well.
Yeah, that's usually where I get caught up and say, oh, I could use this, I could use that, and then I realize, wait a minute, I already have that. So, yeah, it's an all-encompassing show. Got the food trucks out there, too, so shopping makes you hungry. You know, you can eat there, get started early from 8 to 6 on Thursday through Saturday, and then Sundays a little later in the day. I think Greenville starts at 10, but the others start at 12 on Sundays, and it's just all day. And the Columbia show will have, between it's all said and done, about 45,000 people out there over the whole 4 days of it. So it's quite an event, you're right, for the farmers market. Sometimes it's the first time people have been to the market, but everyone really comes there on a mission.
Absolutely. Now, you're encouraged to bring your own wagon. There are a few available to rent, but if you bring your own, that means you know you have one.
Well, that's true, but we do have some enterprising vendors, a couple of old friends who sit out front. They're our unofficial welcoming group as well, and we'll rent you a wagon, I think, for $5. One thing we're doing this year in Columbia is we are asking $2 per car to park just to help us with cost of the operation. So that's Columbia only. So just things people should be aware of. Wear some easy walking shoes because it's a lot of ground to cover at these shows.
Now, Columbia will be followed by two more, one in Florence and the other, as you mentioned earlier, at Greenville.
That's right, 3 weeks in a row, starting this weekend in Columbia, then in Florence, the 21st, I think, to the 23rd. Again, the times are different on Friday and Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday starts at 10 o'clock, then winding up in Greenville, the first weekend in May, again, 8 to 6, until Sunday, they start at 10 and go to 4. So time's just a little bit different. And all of this is available on the department website as well.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.